is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to be with you on this Tuesday. Jeff Motley joining us, the Vice President Communications for the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. We've got a major event, a worldwide major event, coming in November. It's F1, Formula One. I've always been a NASCAR fan for the longest time. I've never really dabbled in Formula One. Can you give me some of the differences, the difference between NASCAR and Formula One? For those that just don't know?
Well, I think the very first thing you're going to notice is just how different the cars look. You know, a NASCAR stock car is much more like the car that you would drive on the street in terms of taking a look at it, whereas a Formula One car looks somewhat like an Indy car that you might see at the Indy 500. Not exactly, but it's similar to that. It has the four open wheels, has the open cockpit, where you can see the driver. They predominantly race on road courses or street circuits. NASCAR runs about six of those type circuits, but NASCAR, of course, runs a lot of ovals like we have here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. They do not race on ovals. I think that's probably a couple of the bigger differences as far as people watching the race will see.
Give me your sense. Give me your sense of the economic impact of Formula One and how it's going to differ from race weekend for NASCAR.
You know, it's really hard for me to say. I mean, we don't really have anything to do with the Formula One event, so you know, I'm not privy to what their ticket sales looks like, what their sponsorship sales look like. Formula One is certainly, look, it's going to be an inaugural event here first, so anytime you have an inaugural event, it's going to be a major, major production. I think we've seen huge growth in Formula One in the United States over the last few years, thanks to the Netflix show that's been on, Drive to Survive. We've seen that growth happen by them continuing to add races in the United States. You know, for the longest time, we had no races in the United States, and then they started racing at Circuit of the Americas in Austin. Then they added their race in Miami, where they run around the football stadium there, and now they've added a third race in the United States by coming to Las Vegas. So there's no question that the first, the inaugural event is going to be huge for the city, not only for what its economic impact is going to be, but also the exposure that it's going to give the city internationally. And then it's like all events when they come here multiple times, they'll settle in, they'll find their groove, and we'll see how it grows from there.
In our final 90 seconds, give me your state of NASCAR address. Give me your sense of where NASCAR is as far as going international and doing different things. Talk a little bit about the state of NASCAR.
Well, I think what we've seen is innovation over the last few. Number one, we've got a lot of good young drivers coming up that's making the sport exciting, the William Byrons, the Christopher Bells, Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, people like that. We've seen the TV ratings increase. We'll be finishing up the last year of our current TV deal next year. It looks like the TV deal that will go in place in 2025, from all reports I'm hearing, is incredibly strong. The TV ratings are very good for NASCAR right now. I think NASCAR hit a little lull there for a little while, and I think now you're seeing NASCAR back on the increase again. I think you're seeing innovation with some new markets that we've gone into, the street race that we did in Chicago. There's a possibility of having a points race outside the country next year. I know that's been discussed. And I think the fact that we have made this a completely nationwide event and that we're going to start the process of making NASCAR a worldwide event will continue to raise the profile of NASCAR, not only in the United States, but abroad as well.
And what about here? Las Vegas Motor Speedway, I think, is just a tremendous facility. Can you talk a little bit about things that are not NASCAR, but that go on out at the Speedway?
Well, you know, we do probably close to 2,000 event days a year. We have two NHRA national events that are pretty well known, as well as the largest electronic dance music festival in North America and the Electric Daisy Carnival that comes in May every year. I think those are probably the ones people know about. But the number of events, whether it's driving schools, weekly racing events, corporate events, charity type events. For 60 days, we have a drive-through Christmas light show, Glittering Lights, that we do in the fall that starts in November and runs all the way into early January. And we have local racing on our short track, the Bull Ring, where a lot of guys like Kurt, Kyle Busch, Noah Gregson, Riley Herbst all got their start. So there's stuff going on all the time. We just opened up a new truck parking area for long-haul truckers to have a place to park their trucks because they're running out of spaces on the roads, and eventually that's going to be a place where electric 18-wheelers can plug in, you know, along the route going from L.A. all the way up to Salt Lake City and have a stopping point here in Las Vegas. So we're just continuing to do new things and to innovate and to make our facility what we like to think is the most diverse in the United States.
Jeff, it's always fun visiting with you. Thanks for getting up with us, and let's do it again soon, okay?
All right, Kevin. Sounds good.
There you go. Jeff Motley, he'll be my teammate. We play trivia on Tuesday nights, and he is a fountain of information. This guy is super, super smart. Stick around. Coming up, Dr. Jeff Gunter will join us. He is a candidate for the U.S. Senate. We'll talk with him about his race to unseat Jackie Rosen. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Bob Stinch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Giants beat the Angels 8-3. Patrick Bailey put the Giants ahead with a two-run double when Randall Grichuk misplayed his drive to left field. That keyed a Giants six-run rally in the ninth, sending LA to their season-worst seventh consecutive loss. Shohei Ohtani doubled, singled, scored a run, and stole his 15th base of the season for the Angels, who still haven't won since the Major League Baseball trade deadline. The Rangers beat the A's 5-3 in Oakland. Nick Allen doubled home a run in the third for the A's, who were coming off two big wins over the Giants during the weekend Bay Bridge series. Mookie Betts hit a grand slam to cap an 8-run fourth inning as the Dodgers beat the Padres 13-7. James Outman had four hits for LA. They took 3 of 4 in the series to improve to 8-2 against San Diego this season.
This update powered by Progressive.
I'm Bob Stitch from the world famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
This week at Macy's, take an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of great deals like new swim markdowns for her, 50% off. And dining and entertaining sets from Villeroy & Buck, 30% off. Or shop specials like 30 to 65% off bedding and bath updates. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. See Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Oh,
it's overall not a bad looking start to this second day of school. We do have one minor accident on the way in from the Northwest Valley. That's on US 95 southbound, just past Valley View. Single car involved there. That is on the left shoulder out of the travel lanes. And still moving well here up and down the resort corridor on I-15. Delays apply on both sides approaching Tropicana. That's all construction related braking that you see there. Today's high is hitting 103 under sunny skies. Winds up to 25 miles per hour. It's 83 degrees right now at Reed International. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local. Kevin Wall with you, Randy Vieira, Mark Thomas alongside, and joining us, he said he would come back. He said he would come back and he'd be on the show, and so it is. Dr. Jeff Gunter, he is a candidate for the U.S. Senate. He wants to unseat Jackie Rosen, and he joins us now. Thank you for getting up with us, Dr. Gunter. It's good to have you with us.
Kevin, it's always awesome to be with you and your amazing listeners as we all stand up for America First values. It's so great to be here.
I want to ask you, you have announced, you are declared. Tell me what the priorities will be for your campaign.
The priorities are to basically cure the economy. Inflation is rapidly out of control. Biden's so-called Inflation Reduction Act injected billions of dollars into an economy which was already running too hot, but he unleashed 87,000 IRS agents against us. The economy is struggling. Interest rates, people are paying enormous amounts of money for their gasoline. When we first came back from Iceland 2.5 years ago, gas here in Nevada was $2 a gallon when Donald Trump left office. Now it's well. And we should be energy independent. The second priority is build the wall. If you do not have a wall, you do not have a country. And right now, are coming across our border, coming across areas where the wall is not built, and we do not have a country because of it. Other important issue. Yeah, go ahead.
No. But securing the border, you've got the cartels, you got human trafficking, you got all these bad things that are going on down there. What is it that Jackie Rosen doesn't see that allows this to continue?
Mind-boggling. Fentanyl is killing our people. It's killing our youth. The raw materials are manufactured in China. They're all put together in Mexico, and they're smuggled across the border very easily. I don't know what their agenda is. Maybe flooding the voter rolls with illegal immigrants. I have no idea what she could be thinking. She's aiding, she's abetting, she's codependent with really the worst president we've had, I think, in the history of the United States, with Joe Biden, and it's absolutely mind-boggling.
I want to ask you...
I really don't know, Kevin.
Yeah. If you've noticed, the price of a gallon of gasoline has gone up dramatically over the course of the last 3 or 4 weeks. What do you propose we do to fix that problem?
Great question. Drill, baby, drill. The bottom line is America needs to be 100% energy independent, and we need to drill. And I still remember when Secretary Perry, Rick Perry, came to Iceland, and we spent 2 days together, and he was really quite smart the way he was using America First, using the policies of Donald Trump, was we need to tap into all forms of energy, all above energy, and most importantly, we need to be energy independent. Donald Trump almost had our entire country energy independent. Joe Biden comes in here, stifles all that, and starts putting us dependent on oil that comes from Venezuela. Mind-boggling. I don't get it. And we need to go back to America First and the greatness that we had when Donald Trump was president.
I want to ask you about spending. A lot of people across the political spectrum know, they acknowledge that we're spending too much money. the national debt is increasing on a daily basis. Can you talk a little bit about how you achieve, at least you achieve some measure of holding down, you know, all the money that we're spending and all the debt we're incurring?
Donald Trump did a phenomenal job of controlling the spending and not giving out money. I saw it as a U.S. ambassador. That's what frustrated so many countries, is the United States was handing out a lot less money under Donald Trump. Likewise, a lot of the money that Joe Biden is passing out, almost trying to buy votes. Think about it. When it comes to inflation, if you have more money in the marketplace, people more for items, and items will go up in cost. You'll have $6 chasing a gallon of gas instead of $3 chasing a gallon of gas. So by cutting down on excessive government spending, by the way, money that the government does not have, we are borrowing that money, and it's increasing our debt and our deficits, and it's contributing to inflation. And it's really quite simple. You also lower the price of gasoline by becoming energy independent. And we saw what type of inflation we had under President Trump. It was about 1.5%. We had unemployment at about 3.5%. It was the greatest economic period in the history of America with Donald Trump using America First policies. And that's what I'm going to bring back to Nevada. People want it.
Oh, just very quickly, tell me, because I know you are pretty good on the stump, but I guess my question is, what are you hearing from voters? What is the major concern? One of the things that I hear all the time is crime, and that we've got to do something. What is there that one senator can do to help to bring crime down?
It's a great question. First and foremost, build the wall and finish the wall. We could see that the impact that certain senators had on building the wall. We saw the impact that certain senators were having and leverage they were having on health care. And when we needed to adjust the current health care situation, leaving in existing pre-existing conditions, making sure that that was no longer in the health care law. But we had one particular senator block that for President Trump. And then remember, you need someone who's willing to put it out all on the line for the voters. And I'm willing to do that. We did it in Iceland. We were America first. I'll do it in the U.S. Senate for the voters of Nevada. I'm not influenceable. That's why they don't like me. I'm purely America first. I'm 100% for Donald Trump. And we're going to make a difference for the voters of Nevada by not really feeling beholden to anyone other than the voters of Nevada and the American people and America First principles. So absolutely, senators can have a huge impact in all those issues. They just have to be willing to put it out there for the voters. And that's what we're going to do when we get into office.
Give me your path to victory. Is there a strategy? I know a lot of candidates at this time in the election cycle and looking ahead to the June 11th primary that they're not really concerned with campaigning. They're more concerned about raising money. How are you doing when it comes to fundraising, and what kind of a challenge is that going to be? It looks like it's going to be a crowded field.
Great question, Kevin. We're doing tremendously well, and we're literally one day out of the gate. Remember, I have 15 years to 20 years of political experience. I've been a small business owner myself, employed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of employees, so many of them Latino. And our pathway financially looks extremely strong. The pathway is a pathway of America First. We've seen so many candidates in the past try to somehow feel like they're going to thread the Donald Trump needle. And I didn't do it in Iceland. I couldn't have been more proud to work for Donald Trump. I've endorsed him 100 to be the next president of the United States. And my pathway is an America First pathway. My pathway is supporting the policies of President Trump, and when he becomes the 47th president of the United States, and I become the next U.S. senator from Nevada, we are going to work together. So unequivocally, I endorse President Trump. He is 100% the greatest president we've had since Abraham Lincoln, and that is my pathway to victory, and the voters support it. 74% of Americans do not like what they call Biden economics, which is not surprising, and President Trump is up by 37 points against his competitors in the primaries here in Nevada, and he's up by 2 to 4 over Joe Biden. So my pathway is open. It's strong. I'm a proven supporter of America First, and that's my pathway. And the voters are responding, and we're going to succeed, Kevin.
Again, Dr. Jeff Gunter joining us. Are you convinced, with everything that has gone down in our state over the last couple of years, that we will have a free and fair election, or you know, the integrity of the vote being what it is?
Great question. I think we have to really continue, like President Trump said, to look at the absentee ballots, to look at the drop boxes, to look at ballot harvesting. But really, we as Republicans across the country have to focus on the existing situation at hand and deal with the reality. We have to engage on those. And this time around, I am sure that we will. And we have to compete. Let's face it. If we want to win, we have to compete. And that's what we're doing. I see here in Nevada, we are mobilizing to compete on that front. And we're going to do it, and we're going to succeed. And we will take these great America First policies and take care of the people of Nevada.
Okay, tell me what you need from my listeners. I know it's early on in the election cycle, but talk about the needs of your campaign and what you want my my listeners to do.
Well, first of all, Kevin, you and your listeners are just phenomenal. They are such leaders for America. They love our country as much as anyone. And I'm just eternally thankful for them being so engaged in what's going on in America like you are, Kevin. You are the leaders. You are the tip of the... First and foremost, go to drjeff.com, drjeffgunter.com, and please donate. Any amount is deeply appreciated. And this is your way of fighting back against not only the terrible, terrible agenda, the Marxist agenda of Joe Biden and his... But additionally, it's a way for each of your people to stop the deep state, to stop those who want to tell us, the Nevada voters, how we should sleep, how we should breathe, and how we should act, and more importantly, how we should vote. So log on to drjeffgunter.com. Any contribution is deeply appreciated, and continue to follow the discussions with Kevin here and stay engaged, stand up, step forward. And we're going to climb this mountain, and we're going to lead the charge, and we're going to make sure that Nevada stays that shining city upon a hill, just like Reagan said. So kudos to all you guys, the phenomenal stuff you're doing. Log into my website, and let's get engaged, and let's make this happen.
Dr. Gunter, always good to visit with you. Now that you're in the race, I'm sure we're going to have you on again. Thank you so much, my friend, and safe travels across all 17 counties.
God bless you, Kevin. God bless all your listeners for all the brilliance that you're doing. Thank you so much.
There you go. Dr. Jeff Gunter joining us, the candidate for the U.S. Senate. He wants to unseat Jackie Rosen. We've got to do that. That is job one, is working to oust Jackie Rosen. She has been an embarrassment as a U.S. senator. Coming up. A little bit later on, we'll get a chance to visit with Scott Hammond. He was at that rally, that school choice rally last Friday at St. Anne's Catholic School. We'll find out what came about. He had a chance to talk to the governor, I'm sure. We'll talk with Scott Hammond coming up in just a little bit. And Randy Mackey will join us a little bit later on, just after 8 o'clock. He is the president of Nevada Firearms Coalition PAC. And we'll find out if they're gearing up and getting ready to have an impact on the race in 2024. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit MrsFixit.us. That's MrsFixit.us or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com. Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we've been talking about presidential politics. One candidate on the GOP slate, she has made the stage, my understanding is, for the August 23rd debate in Milwaukee. Nikki Haley was on with Martha McCallum yesterday, reacting to Russian and Chinese conducting naval training off our Alaskan coast. Listen to this.
Thank you for being here. I promise I'm not going to cry today, but I'm just so excited to see this crowd and the interest for options in our state. As I mentioned, my name is Valeria Gurr.
Jack Keane calling this the most dangerous threat to the United States since World War II. And you saw Michael Waltz there saying that four ships to the area is a weak response. What would you do if you were president of the United States in this moment?
Well, they're both right, but I will tell you, China has been planning war with the United States for years. This is no surprise. This didn't just happen. This has been happening for years, and presidents just haven't taken it seriously enough. You know, we saw, I'm glad to see they at least sent four ships this time. You know, what I said last time is when the Russian plane hit our U.S. drone, absolutely nothing happened. We haven't seen anything happen from the Biden administration. We need to be showing strength. This is in response to the fact that we and our allies have been doing exercises in the Taiwan Strait and over near the South China Sea. But what they are trying to do is now intimidate us. We don't need to fall for it. We don't need to run. We need to continue to be strong. Biden continues to